We have this theme, one of the themes this morning, about darkness and light. Peter's in the prison, and Acts of the Apostles tells us at night, during the night, the angel of the Lord comes and sets him free. And then the next morning, day, you got light. You have this image of darkness and light. Captivity, sin, darkness, imprisonment. And then Christ, healing, light, God. It's literally, they're literally diametrically opposed. Darkness and light, evil and good, Satan and Christ, Satan and God. So we have those images today. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, those who love him, we could say. I remember that from when we were little, used to sing it, driving in our VW bus, going to school. Us kids, we commuted or carpooled with another family. There was like 10 or plus kids packed into this VW bus, and my mom singing Psalms, and one of them was Psalm 34. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. So we have this great consolation and hope about God's presence. The angel of the Lord, we all have a guardian angel, yes. We all, the God's presence. God is with us no matter what. God is with us. We just have to remain faithful to him, even when in the worst situation possible, you're literally in prison. In prison for God. That's incredible to think about. Cardinal Pell, I need to read his book. I didn't, but in Australia, it wrongfully imprisoned. But we don't give up. We are never to give up our hope. God is with us. The angel of the Lord is with us, with those, encamps around those who fear him. He delivers them. And lastly, John chapter 3, the famous well-known passage here, 3:16, but I always go to 3:17. So 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish. Well, the next verse is, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world would be saved or might be saved through him. So it's not about God's, yes, there's a time for God's judgment and condemnation, right? He's the just judge, but it's all about his mercy. We just had Divine Mercy Sunday. God loves us so much. I read this morning. God, you'll never guess where this is from. God's love for Israel is compared to a father's love for his son. Okay, that's good. His love for his people, and this is great, is stronger than a mother's for her children. How is that possible? How is that possible? God's love for his people is stronger than a mother's love for her children. And God loves his people more than a bridegroom his beloved. So many of you married folks think of that early love. I can speak as a man, but that you loved her so much. You have done anything for her. And of course, the images and the parallel with the children, which is maybe even greater. It's hard for me to comprehend. But God's love is greater than the father's love for his son, and mother's for her children, and more than a bridegroom for his beloved. Absolutely incredible. His love will be victorious over even the worst infidelities and will extend to his most precious gift. That's us, that's you, that's all of us. It's our children, our grandchildren, those that have drifted away from the faith. Those 5,500 people that came to Easter Masses last week. God loves all of them. So we do pray. We need to pray. We need to pray, pray, pray. We need to have that union with Christ in our prayer time, and it's every day. Otherwise, we're not going to make it. Yeah, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, those who are faithful to him, those who love him. But we need to be faithful to him and not give up hope. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.